HeidiTown.com. Colorado festivals and events that are HeidiTown mayor approved. Visit this town and you'll never be bored again.
Hi, my name is Heidi, and I am the mayor of HeidiTown.com, the place for festival, event, and Colorado travel information. Like it or not, people have Christmas on the brain, because my top five Colorado Christmas towns posts from last year is trending right now on HeidiTown. By the number of hits this post has received, it is apparent that Colorado is a popular place to spend the holidays. And while I realize it seems like summer only just ended, the season is upon us. But don't worry, I'm not going to talk about Christmas this week. Not yet. Instead, let's talk about ghosts, goblins, zombies, and things that go bump in the night. I'll be honest, I'm a scaredy cat, and always have been, but I do love a good ghost tour. I've written several blog posts in the past about cemetery and ghost tours around Colorado. Museums and historical societies tend to be a good resource for finding haunted tours during October. And even year-round at some places like the Stanley Hotel in Estes Park. My fellow travel writer Jason of jasonstravels.com has written about his experiences on multiple ghost hunts at the Stanley Hotel, and you can find him on his blog. The Stanley Hotel is supposedly very, very haunted and has been visited by all the popular television ghost hunter types. But the average person can also try their hand at ghost hunting at this famous hotel. There are all kinds of ghosts and history tours to choose from. They have family-friendly ghost story evenings and more elaborate night tours where you may experience some paranormal activity. Did you know that Stephen King once stayed at the Stanley Hotel? He credits the hotel with inspiring him to write The Shining. You can even book King's room, room 217, if you dare. Again, if you are anxious to do a ghost walk this Halloween, check out your local historical society. They often host these types of events around this time of year, and these people are a wealth of knowledge when it comes to history. Pick their brains, but don't eat them. And that, folks, is how I segue into zombies. If you head to downtown Fort Collins on Saturday, October 20th, you are going to see dead people. You have been warned. That's because October 20th is the Fort Collins Zombie Crawl. This is the annual fundraiser for Turning Point, and there's a smorgasbord of zombie-related events to choose from, including the crawl, a ball, teen scream, and even zombie kids. The entire family can get in on the brain-eating fun. For more information on this event, go to oldtownzombie.com. Zombie crawls happen all over Colorado, from Pueblo to Steamboat Springs. Should you happen to want to be part of the world record zombie crawl happening in Denver this month, go to iHeartBrains.com for details. That's I-E-Y-E HeartBrains.com. There's one last thing I want to share. I keep forgetting to tell you about the recipients of my monthly HeidiTown Gives Back campaign. October's recipient is the Gabriel Foundation. This is a parrot welfare organization from Denver. They work to educate the public on parrot issues, as well as provide for the parrots in their care. You can read all about them right now on HeidiTown. The past recipients of HeidiTown Gives Back that I failed to mention on the show were Larimer Animal People Partnership, located here in Fort Collins, Calwood Education Center in Boulder, Change Gangs, a virtual giving circle that currently has two gangs, including mine, called People with Compassion for Pets. The ones I did mention I want to remind you about are the Rocky Mountain Raptor Program, Long Hope's Donkey Shelter, and Freedom Service Dogs. Those round out this year's recipient list. You can read more about each of these very special nonprofits on HeidiTown under HeidiTown Gives Back campaign. I feel like HeidiTown is an opportunity for me to give back to the community of Colorado. That's why the campaign was developed at the beginning of the year and will continue in 2013. That's all the time I have for this week. Be sure to join the town's blog party at facebook.com/HeidiTown.com on FB. Circle the town on Google Plus and follow me on Twitter at HeidiTown. Thanks for listening.
Well, that's today's segment. Any questions or comments, contact our mayor, Heidi, at HeidiTown.com.